Hi, Kashmir.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Lovely to have you here. Okay, so tell us, you're at Artworks Theatre, and what's your title at Artworks Theatre?
Well, I'm co-managing it with Gemma, and it's just about getting shows on and helping the people put on their shows and bringing in more variation into the theatre and keeping it alive and thriving and
lovely
doing cool events. Yeah.
So you're also an arts practitioner, especially in theatre. So what kinds of things have you been working on lately?
Well, about a month ago I got back from Bali, and I've been touring a show around schools in Bali. We did 62 shows this year. And, using theatre as a tool for educating children about plastic has been my big focus over the last few years, which has been great.
Great.
Yeah.
Good. And were you developing a new show as well?
Yeah. So this year was my third year in Bali doing the project, and each year it evolves. So I work with a local Balinese guy and we develop it each year and make it more current and figure out how we can make it better and more comical. And yeah, which is really interesting because we are working, it's all in Bahasa Indonesian language.
Wow.
And it's using their art form. So I'm sort of there learning while I'm doing it. And, it does evolve each year.
Lovely. Sure. And have you learnt a bit of Bahasa Indonesian?
Yeah, I can speak basic Bahasa Indonesian. I sort of take the role as director and producer, so I'm not so much on the performing front. That's more Putureka, the guy who I work with.
Lovely. And yeah. So there must be a story in that. How did you meet him, or how did you start doing this work there?
Well, I was on holiday actually in Bali with my partner, and we discovered how polluted it was, and we were quite shocked actually. And then I discovered Wayang Kulit, which is shadow puppetry, their art form, and we thought, wow, this is an amazing opportunity to help and to give back, because so many people go to Bali just on a holiday and then they come back and they think, oh, well, that was pretty polluted. I don't think I'll go back next year. And so we decided we're not going to be those tourists. We're actually going to invest energy and give something back to this beautiful country. And so I just started developing the idea and started to apply for funding, and it sort of evolved from there. Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Well, the show that you did in New Zealand, what was it called?
Taiao's Journey.
Taiao's Journey, yes, lovely. Is that the same story but in English, or is it a different story?
No, so what we did is we took the Balinese art form, the shadow puppets, and I made the puppets, and we pretty much just used the art form. And we brought it to Waiheke and made it relevant. So it was all about how a little blue penguin travels through the Hauraki Gulf in order to save his home. So it was using the environmental aspect and the puppetry, but the story and the language was completely different to what we have in Bali.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was lovely, and I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of aroha in that performance. I just, the performers were great and the story was lovely, and it just looked so beautiful, and I loved the inspiration from the puppets.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
it was a real joy. It was really beautiful to bring Te Reo Māori into the script as well, and just exploring whales. The main characters was a whale and a turtle and a little blue penguin, and how they might interact, and it was really fun to do.
Good. Yeah. And so tell us, there's an event next Friday which is all about climate change and climate change plays. I saw a tiny little fragment in the Gulf News and a little post on Facebook, so I'm intrigued. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, so this has been a bit of a pop-up event that we've just suddenly decided to put on, and I think that it needs to sometimes be like that. We go, okay, right, we've got this limited time, and the reason why it's happening this coming Friday is because it's leading up to the Santiago Climate Change Conference. And so this whole movement, Climate Change Theatre Action, is happening all over the world. And so we're sort of a piece of that big puzzle. And I haven't been here during the whole, media about Greta and things, but I haven't felt that there's been a huge presence on Waiheke about climate change and that whole conversation. So, I chatted to the theatre board, the Artworks Theatre Board, and we thought, okay, well, let's produce it and let's put it on. And with the help of Hilary Anderson from Greenpeace. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
Lovely. So tell us about the event. It's what time does it start?
So it is on Friday the 15th of November, and it starts at 7:30 p.m. And it's a donation koha event. And it's going to consist of a series of play readings. And these plays have been given to me to choose from. I had a bit of a selection process. And some of the plays have been written in New Zealand and some are from overseas. And they're all, most of them are quite humorous actually. And they're all looking at climate change in interesting different ways. And the plays are about 2 to 5 minutes long. So we're going to be doing play readings with some really talented performers from Waiheke. Like, we've got Tanya Batt involved, we've got Baraka, we've got Kit Riley, who's going to be doing a dance in conjunction with a script. I'm going to be performing.
Lovely.
Lance Driver, Dave Turner, lots of amazing performers are getting on board of this project. So, yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, that sounds amazing. And I'm excited as well because I'm going to get to put on the Me Not movement, which is what I put on for the Short and Sweet Festival. But because it's got a sort of a climate change future theme to it, it's a really nice fit. So thank you for that.
Yes, we're very happy to have that part of the variety night. It's going to be great.
Yeah, great. And if you want a variety afternoon, as Kathy Voyles pointed out, you can also go to the Save Kennedy Point, Give the Bay a Hug, which is at 4, from 4 till 5, and have a picnic and then drift into this.
Yay.
So it sounds amazing.
A whole afternoon of looking after our earth and, coming together to discuss it and, awesome.
And actually, you could probably start out with lunch at the Sustainability Centre. So you could have a whole day of looking after the earth, which is what I love about Waiheke, that there's always something to do. And to be fair, I think it was when you were away, but they had an amazing climate change march, and then they joined the march in town. I don't know if you were there for that.
Oh, yes, for the student strike.
Yeah, the student strike.
I was part of that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That was just, I just thought that was so inspiring, and the kids really got behind it, and actually some adults, but it was just lovely to see that presence saying, you know, this is something we'd like governments to focus on, is what is going on with climate change.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think why I think theatre is such an important part of that conversation is because it opens up conversation and also brings out humour, and it helps us to process these really big topics. And I think the whole climate change topic can be a bit daunting and scary for people to understand or to even want to face.
Mm.
But theatre and music is an amazing way of opening that up and allowing us to see it in different ways and have new perspectives. So that's what I'm really passionate about.
Yes, yeah. Totally agree. Fabulous. And so tell us, what other kinds of things can we expect at Artworks in the near future?
Well, on the following evening, on Saturday 16th, we got a Fleetwood's tribute band coming, and they performed last year and they're fantastic. So that's going to be great to have just a good music night.
They were really popular last year.
Yeah, they were. And then, of course, we've got The Wind in the Willows, which is Waiheke Theatre Company's big Christmas show, which is going to be very sweet and cute with all the animals. And they have a miniature train and a miniature caravan. And it's going to be a really endearing family show to come along to. And that's going to be running for about 2 weeks. It's a long production.
Oh, lovely. Who's that by?
So that's Waiheke Theatre Company.
Oh, okay. Terrific.
Yeah.
Good.
So they've been working really hard on that.
Nice.
And,
so is it a bit of a pantomime?
Well, it's going to be, are you familiar with the story?
No.
I'm not either, actually, but it's a family book. It's a novel. So it's about a group of animals that live on this riverside bank, and it's a lot about friendship and helping your friends out, and there's going to be really extraordinary costumes. I've been observing them at Other Worlds because the theatre now has taken over Other Worlds Costume Hire. So it's...
What's the name of it?
The Wind in the Willows.
Oh my goodness, I'm sorry, I was focusing on what to do next. Yes, I do know The Wind in the Willows. Oh dear, I just had a, I don't know, what is that, a radio moment? Oh no, that'll be fabulous.
Yes.
Yeah, good. So when is that on actually?
So it opens on the 28th of November.
Okay.
And then it's going to be running all the way until the 14th of December. So,
oh, wow. Good.
Just so mainly over the weekends.
Perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time. A great thing for the family to come along to. And it's just going to be really sweet and heartwarming.
Ah, oh, lovely. Yes. And is there a particular age restriction? Not restriction, but is it more suitable for young kids or there's something
well,
for families?
Well, I think that in
adults?
Any good story or play that even if it's for young children, that the adults will enjoy parts of it as well. So, no, there's no age restrictions.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And in terms of the summer, have you got things lined up that will be great events through the summer, or you don't know that far ahead?
We have an amazing Master Tech workshop that we're doing, which has been funded by Waiheke Local Board. And that's going to be a great opportunity for teenagers to train to be a lighting and sound designer. So that's happening through January and February. Most of the spots are taken, but we do still have two more spots, and it's actually free. And the teenagers are going to get paid a little something, and they get to work with some, you know, actors and performers. And
wow.
So it's a really incredible opportunity.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So how old do you have to be to do that?
So that's going to be between the ages of sort of 15 and 25. So we're sort of looking at, sort of school leavers, yeah, young
Lovely.
Adults.
Okay, mm-hmm. Terrific. Who want to get involved in the tech world,
yeah.
Reasonably responsible around tech gear.
Yeah, we're looking for people who are passionate about it and take it seriously. You know, it's not a childcare
yeah.
situation. And it's going to be teaching about stage management, and it's going to be taught by Duncan McMillan. I think that's his last name. I always. And he's from the Pop-Up Globe.
Oh, terrific.
So we've got,
that's
we're really stoked
cool.
to have that. It's so important. You know, everyone thinks, oh, I want to be an actor or a director, but there's also the lighting, the sound.
Yeah, great. We'll just ignore that. That's not my fault for a change. Yeah, terrific. Okay. Well, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I think there's one other special event that's happening, and I'm part of this as well. We're doing a walk for the Walking Festival this year, the theatre.
Wow.
So that's really cool. That's on Wednesday, the 20th of November. And we're going to be doing a special walk, which has also got to do with the environment. And I'm going to be leading the walk, and it's going to be focusing a bit on Kauri Dieback and also predator-free Waiheke. And it's going to start at the theatre and then go up to Matiatia and back down, and there's going to be some performances along the way. And then we're going to end with a comedy show at the theatre. So there's still some spots for that.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
The walk is free, but the comedy show is $15, but it's going to be really special. That's what we're working on at the moment.
Well, that sounds like a great way of combining theatre, environment, all the passions you've got.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Terrific. Well, thanks so much, Kashmir, for coming in and talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Great. You've been listening to Kashmir Postel talking about the theatre climate change event next week, next Friday night, 7 till
7.
7:30
till about 8:30,
Till 8:30. And come along. Thanks very much.
Thank you.